on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. We are sponsored by North State Consultants. You can get a hold of them at 530-221-0101. They specialize in tax preparation and strategies and all kinds of stuff. Consultations are by appointment only. You're listening to KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. Today is December 22nd, 2012. Merry Christmas, and I didn't say happy holidays or season greetings.
Wow. It is Merry Christmas. We do say Merry Christmas.
I meant it when I said Merry Christmas. Okay, I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And our trusted all-around soundboard operator and great gal, Rachel, who has her own show, by the way.
Thank you. Good morning. Yes, Sunday's at 4, and if you'd like to hear about Christmas around the world, that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow on the Kitchen Sink.
All right, very good.
And that's
very
at
good.
4 o'clock?
Yes, ma'am.
So, let's see. I got a... headline here. Let me see if I can pull it up. There we go. Start tap dancing. Tea Party victory report, and this is victory after victory this year. This comes from the ACLJ, and this is with regards to the many Tea Parties and conservative groups were targeted by the Internal Revenue Service earlier this year, have won tax-exempt status after months of long fights by the ACL. Not all of them, but an unprecedented attempt by the IRS to request overburdensome amount of information demanded by the IRS came after the individual organizations had filed their applications for 501c3s or for tax-exempt status. Isn't it interesting that the Tea Party was targeted? Yeah.
No coincidence.
No coincidence with the fact that they're the only ones, with very few exceptions in all of these organizations that are actually saying, hey, follow the Constitution. that's funny. They get targeted by everybody. These intrusive requests included demands for information that had already been provided after the initial submission last spring. Some of the most egregious questions were taken directly from the IRS demands. You can go to the story at ACLJ.org and go to the Tea Party. It's the year. They have a whole section on what happened this year. In this year-long process, a recap of this past year's effort on this front, when these groups submitted their initial request to the IRS did little or nothing with respect to their submitted applications, and in some instances waited for over 18 to 20 months to respond.
Yeah,
nothing coming down from above on this saying, hey, stonewall these guys, don't let them have any status, even though they're legitimate organizations. So where we're at right now is besides all the IRS requests and the troubling and all the troubled thing that's going on here, is that as of right now, out of the, I believe there's 12 organizations now that have been given their status, and there's 28 left to go. So we'll keep you guys updated on that as soon as we have more information on that. So anyway, that's a good thing. We've got some victories going for the Tea Party, even though none of this has made the mainstream media.
Of course not. They don't want people to know this.
I'm shocked. And Tea Party, they'd probably get a cheering section for most of the left liberal, I don't care about anybody but what I'm getting organizations. So, what else have we got here? We've got the president in Hawaii after the Kabuki Theater, the budget talks, and the failed leadership on the part of John Boehner. Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, well, the negotiation seems to be give everything to the president that he wants, but the Congress is not going to fall in lockstep because they're starting to get some constitutionalists inside the Republican Party up there, despite the Republican hierarchy's attempts to just let the
status quo go.
Yeah, exactly. And there's no, you know, this blame game. I've been predicting all along that there's not going to be an agreement because this is who can blame each other the most, keep us divided over the issues. And in the end, they get exactly what they want. We get our taxes raised and less spending. And everybody loses except them.
Except they're not going to do less spending. They're going to do more spending.
Right. Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
We get more. They're going to spend more, but they're going to cut programs back on one side so they can blame the Republicans, and they're going to tax more on the other side so they can blame the Democrats. It's like, really? Yeah, okay.
Let's just keep the blame game going, folks.
Nobody's caught on. Now, you know, in light of the tragic events of in Connecticut, I have a few quotes here because people got to get down to the heart of the matter of what this is about. You know, this whole gun control issue is ridiculous when it comes to the facts of the matter and what we're talking about. It's not about gun control. It's about people control. And, you know, you're going to give up you're going to disarm a nation and give people the no ability to defend themselves, period, whether it's from our own government or from a foreign government. Now, here's the first quote. This is, when governments fear the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. The strongest reasons for people to retain the right to keep and bear arms as a last resort is to protect themselves against tyranny and government. Okay? The next one, that was Thomas Jefferson. The next one, it is the duty of the patriot to protect his country from its government, Thomas Paine. See, this is not about, you know, protecting us from each other. This wasn't about hunting and all these trumped up things. This was about protecting yourself from your own government if it got out of control.
Out of control, which we're pretty well there.
Getting there. Okay, yeah. Now here's the last quote, and then we have a caller on the line, and we'll try to get to him here. This year will go down in history. For the first time, a civilized nation has full gun registration. Our streets will be safer, our police will be more efficient, and the world will follow our lead into the future. Do you know who that was?
No, I don't.
Adolf Hitler, 1935. Ooh. This was the Weapons Act of the Nazi Germany. Last one. I thought that was the last one. We got one more.
Okay.
Among the misdeeds of the British rule in India, history will look upon the act of depriving a whole nation of arms as the blackest. That was Mahatma Gandhi. Now you think about this for a second. Is there an agenda here other than protecting the kids?
I think so.
Yeah. So with that, we got just a little bit amount of time. We got Bruce on the line. Make it quick and we'll have to go to a break, Bruce.
Okay, I was wondering if you picked up the paper this morning and it said Department of Homeland Security orders another 350 million hollow point 40 caliber shells, and this is going to give them 100 million over the last 3 years. What would your thoughts be if it came on every paper in the country had that on the front page?
Well, it's interesting that they don't want to publish anything but the one side of this whole argument instead of giving everybody both sides of the picture about how many people have been saved and their lives have been saved. And, you know, it's pretty hypocritical for the president to say that everybody else needs to be unarmed except me. You look at him when he's walking through a crowd.
Why would Homeland Security need hollow point bullets, which are illegal with the Geneva Convention?
There you go. Why exactly? If we don't want to get, if we want to get rid of all guns and everything, then why are we buying bullets? Because only the government knows how to, you know, use guns properly. Right. Really?
Yeah. I would like to have Diane Feinstein or somebody tell why do they need 100 million rounds of hollow points?
Good question. Well, maybe we'll find out. I doubt it because the media won't touch it.
There you go.
Thanks a lot for your call, Bruce. Okay,
I guess with that, we need to go to a break, and we'll come back with our guest. Sheriff Lopey is on the line, and this is KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media.
You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This is Rosa Corey with Democrats Against UN Agenda 21. I'm going to be speaking with you on Sunday and talking with you about Agenda 21.
She's the author of Behind the Green Mask and executive director of the Post Sustainability Institute. Rosa Corey returns with an Agenda 21 update this week on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Kalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
In Hawaii.
That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright.
Yep.
The sun will shine
We've
by
got,
day.
We've got Christmas vacation in Hawaii this night. Year on our dime.
What more can you ask
What can you ask for? Staying at the most posh hotel on the island, you know, armed guards everywhere. Total protection and all. We get to pay for it all.
Yeah. Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Perfect. All right. So we have with us on the line is Sheriff John Lopey from Siskiyou County. And we welcome our guests. And are you there, Mr. Lopey?
I'm here. Thank you very much. Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How you doing today, sir?
Good, thank you.
Good. So let's have you got anything particular that you want to talk about and get on the air before we get started?
Well, I'm prepared to talk about anything you want to know about Siskiyou County.
Okay. Yeah.
There are a lot of things to talk about.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Yeah, I mean, I was born in Wairika. That's my hometown. So, I really follow Siskiyou County a lot closer than a lot of other places. And, you know, this whole water rights thing and rural America and constitutional sheriffs, you've been outstanding in these arenas and, understanding that we need to have the sheriff stand in the way of the federal government and its overreach into these areas, and private property rights.
Well, I'm honored to serve the people of Siskiyou County. It's a great county, but, we do have a lot of challenges. And, you know, I'm pretty fortunate, too. You know, there are a lot of great sheriffs in California, and all the contiguous counties and the sheriffs I work with in the North State are all of a similar mindset, and, basically, and that is to serve the citizens, you know, and to defend their constitutional rights. And, you know, one of the fundamental rights is property rights. And, I've been in office a couple years now, and unfortunately, those private property rights and constitutional rights of some of our citizens are being threatened primarily by overregulation. And if I was going to sum up, Siskiyou County challenges, I would say that at one time, you know, we were a very prosperous county because we had the timber industry. Well, the timber industry and ranching and farming, recreation and mining, are gravely threatened. Back in the early 80s, Siskiyou County had 22 lumber mills. Now we have two.
Wow.
And the economic decline and the, the disintegration of our traditions and our way of life here has really threatened our way of life and threatened our economic stability. I'll just give you an example of that. You know, we're the fifth largest county geographically in the state. And at one time, we had a lot of jobs, we had a lot of prosperity, and now we have some of the highest, child abuse rates and elder abuse.
Alcoholism
as
well.
Drug abuse, yeah. Alcohol abuse rates, and some of the crime rates are going up. This is going to be a record year in Siskiyou County for homicide. So we're facing a lot of challenges, just like a lot of other county sheriffs and a lot of other people. And the reason the county sheriffs, we're constitutional officers, and the reason we're getting involved in this fight, you could say it's a fight, is because these issues invariably impact public safety. And also, I have found, unfortunately, that I get along, and my fellow sheriffs get along with most federal and state agencies that we work with, and generally speaking, we get along real well with the ones that work within our counties. But a lot of these policies that are being forced down our throats are really being implemented or devised in on the state level in Sacramento and on the federal level in Washington D.C. by people who know very little about our counties, and it is a big struggle here.
No, I totally understand what you're saying. I think people don't quite get the connection sometimes between property rights and freedom. I mean, because if we looked at the basis of our Constitution is that, without the ability to acquire property, you could never be free. You go from the feudal system, the different caste system and so forth. And in that mix, I don't remember exactly where this comes from, but if you could sum up the platform of the Communist Manifesto and all of its tenets in its entirety, it would be the abolition of private property. And I don't believe that that's a coincidence in light of the administration that we have.
Well, I've studied communism and, their strategies, especially because of my military background. And, of course, I've been in law enforcement for about 35 years. So, You look at what's happening in our country, and let's take ranching and farming as an example. We've had agencies, and I can use examples if you want, but we've had agencies come in and attempt to acquire water from ranchers and farmers. Some of these ranchers and farmers in Siskiyou County have had adjudicated water rights for five generations. And you have an agency, we had an incident where one agency, NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Agency, has a Office of Law Enforcement, which enforces provisions of federal law primarily for the National Marine Fisheries Act. And they're mainly a coastal entity, but they do have provisions of law that permit them to enforce provisions of the Endangered Species Act. We had an agent travel 150 or 60 miles from the coast into Siskiyou County and visited a rancher and read this rancher. And these are prominent ranchers, a prominent ranching family. The wife is an author, a distinguished citizen. The rancher, he's had ranches in his family for generations. You read him his rights, and they're basically conducting a criminal investigation because a few fingerlings, you know, some minnows essentially, allegedly died in a puddle on a creek on his property that goes dry every year seasonally. And those kind of things are happening. And we've got, and the thing is most people in counties like mine, and you're from Wairika.
Right. You know,
we all love the environment. We all want to protect the environment. But in my estimation, ranchers and farmers and most timber fallers even, you know, they love the environment too. And ranchers and farmers are the best environmentalists and ecologists in existence because they live off the land. And the land prospers and wildlife prospers because of their efforts.
You know,
you have some environmental activists will file numerous complaints with agencies like NOAA or the California Department of Fish and Game, and then they'll these agents will show up at this ranch or farm and you know, demand they'll work some criminal investigation, or now they're working civil investigations. And one of the things I found out when I talked to NOAA about this, and I challenged them because they came into my county. They didn't notify me they were here. They initiated a criminal investigation. I mean, they're just traditional standards of law enforcement for officer safety purposes and just respect and protocol reasons. You should notify the county sheriff because the county sheriff's the chief law enforcement officer in the county. They didn't notify me. They did send some of their officials from Long Beach flew up, and we had a meeting. But those kind of things are happening, and they're challenging the livelihoods of these distinguished ranchers and farmers in our county. And when you ask them, well, why are you doing this? You know, you get answers like, and it's the same thing with the dam removal in the Klamath. You ask these officials, well, did you know that there are provisions of law, even NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, there's the Data Control Act, there's a lot of federal and state laws, and most of these federal and state agencies have policies and procedures which require them, before they enact these programs, they are supposed to come into a county, and they're supposed to communicate with public officials and the citizens they're supposed to serve, and they are supposed to align their policies with ours, and they are supposed to balance the needs to protect the environment and the needs to protect our economy and our traditions, our way of life, and our livelihoods.
The Constitution.
And a lot of
yeah.
times they're not doing this.
Right, right. You know, it's protecting our constitutional rights, and it should be they're equal in stature as far as the environment and the people that live there and their property rights. It kind of reminds me of a story that a guy told me about fish in an aquarium inside of a restaurant. This fish aquarium was right in the middle of the restaurant, and the fish, all they could see around there was people eating all day long. And this kind of reminds me of a lot of the environment, because most of them live in the city or city dwellers, and so all they see is concrete around them, so they think there's no trees left, for example, just like the fish in the bowl would think that all people did was eat. You know, it's a lot of this is perception.
Well, yeah, and another thing is, you look at the science. Dr. Paul Hauser was a scientist for the Bureau of Reclamation, and, he was kind of a whistleblower. Because he challenged the federal government, he challenged his own agency. He said, hey, look, you know, the science you're using to justify dam removal, and the dam removal, the four dams on the Klamath, three of the dams are in California and one was in Oregon. He said the science on which you're basing your justification for removing the dams, and again, this is Secretary Salazar from the Department of the Interior that's initiating this action, is bogus science, because what you're doing is you're aligning your science to match what the secretary tells you he wants. He wants to remove the dams instead of developing a scientific solution that is best for the environment and best for the fish. And I'll tell you something recently developed down in the Bay Area, which I think is connected to this concept that we're talking about. Did you hear about this Drake's Bay Oyster Company issue?
No, I haven't heard that yet.
That was Secretary Salazar when it was a Bay Area company that had, I think, had been in business since 1934. They employed well over 30 people. Well, they just evidently, Secretary Salazar made a decision that he's going to seize this land. Well, I guess it's federal land that was somehow leased to this company, but they've had it since 1934. He went in there and said, well, we're shutting down your business because we're going to make this portion of land a part of a national park
Sheriff Lopey, we need to go to a break, unfortunately, and hold that, and we'll pick it up on the other side of this break. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Well, you've all heard the story about Rudolph and his nose, but I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet about that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather. He had to call in sick. So he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck. Leroy said, hey, I'm on my way, and he jumped in his pickup truck.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hey, Carl. I just got back from Tobacco and Brew. Guess what? They have a special cigar selection ready to go and packaged for Christmas.
Wow, ready to go? Hey, what kind of coffees do they have?
Pumpkin spice latte and my favorite, Jack Frost.
You know, they also have a new selection of humidors and great wines. All the things we love. Hey, hon, hop in the truck. Let's go.
We'll see you there this holiday season at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. But you
gotta crank that up, Richard.
Decorations of red on the green.
What was that? Merry Christmas, everybody.
I love that song. I got a blue Christmas.
All right.
Boy.
Now, okay. Let's get back to Sheriff Lopey. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right, let's pick it up where we were left
off.
Yeah,
the Drake Oysters. Where were we?
Yeah, Drake's Bay. I was just mentioning the fact that, this this problem we're having with, you know, when you talk about the Constitution, you talk about the many, constitutional amendments, you know, the Bill of Rights, the due process is, you know, really being threatened in a lot of places. And that, Oyster Company is an example where, you know, the federal government without really, that much consultation with the people just come in and take over land. And here a company that's been functioning since 1934, you know, is basically, eliminated, and all the jobs, and the economic despair that follows, you know, decisions like that. And quite frankly, Secretary Salazar, I not to berate a public official, but Secretary Salazar was, you know, willing to take down these four dams on the Klamath River that provides clean energy to 70,000 people. And, he has not even been to Siskiyou County. He flew over it once.
Jeez. You know,
he did visit the Bay Area, but these kind of things are happening all over. It's very, very alarming.
It's hard not to think there's another agenda going on here. I mean, we keep getting this perception from the media, who's in the tank, in my opinion, in most cases, that this is, you know, so we can straighten everything out. And, you know, we're starting to go into a Soviet-style thing where if the government takes away private property rights across the board and nationalizes all the businesses and nationalizes health care, you know, pretty soon what you're going to be is impoverished. In the same way that the Soviet Union was, you disincentivize everything. Nobody has any reason to do better or strive, and we're all equal across the board in poverty.
Well, you know what it is it's like we're committing you know, suicide by a thousand cuts.
Right.
We devastated the economy of Siskiyou County. At one time, 33% of our county economy was attributed to the timber industry, all because of the spotted owl as an example. You know, environmental activists come in here and they file suit every time someone tries to let a contract for a timber sale, especially if it's on public land. And you know, that's one of our challenges. 65% or so of our land in Siskiyou County is public land, lodge a lawsuit, and suddenly hard-working Americans came and didn't even work anymore. And then what has happened, too, is because of the spotted owl, I'll tell you, you ask any expert, well, can you even prove that the devastation you wrought on my great county, can you even prove that you have even improved the habitat of the spotted owl? And they came and give you a straight answer.
You know, the problem is they make up the science along with that as well. I mean,
well, that's the problem. The science is a lot of times the science is bogus. In fact, we have scientists that have told us that the coho salmon, which is supposedly an endangered species, is not even indigenous to this to the area of Siskiyou County, like Scott Valley and Shasta Valley, and in Scott Valley and Shasta Valley and Siskiyou County. They are literally under siege.
You know,
now we have a stream flow project that the California Department of Fish and Game is trying to initiate. And in my opinion, the farmers and ranchers, most of them want to work with federal and state agencies to enhance the habitat and the ecological conditions in their respective farm or ranching areas. But it seems like the special interest groups and some of these agencies are never satisfied with what they get. They always want more.
They're literally
driving these people out of business.
Well, it's an agenda-driven program. I mean, I don't think you can come to any other conclusion if you examine the facts. It's like you say, the coho salmon. I mean, I grew up on the river, and I don't even remember even hearing about a coho salmon and I fished the river every night for summers on end, and I didn't even know a coho salmon existed until the last 10 years.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
Crazy.
You're right.
So, it's hard not to think that this administration has hidden agendas, because when you look across the board at the environmental agendas, the takeover of the different companies and healthcare and across the board, it's hard not to come to the conclusion that something else is going on here. And when you look at the media reporting on most of this stuff, there's only six companies that own all of our major media at this point, and they're being controlled to put out what is in the best interest of the government at this point in most cases.
Well, I've got to say that obviously the media is part of the problem, because the media doesn't, fully represent both sides equally. And I think it's safe to say that the current administration at both the national and state level are pro-environmentalists. And we have asked them. I've written letters. I wrote a letter to the governor asking him not to impose a moratorium on dredge mining on the Lower Klamath. That was ignored. We have attempted to intercede on behalf of our ranchers and farmers, and to some degree, we've stalled some of these efforts. But every week, practically, something new is coming up. And I'll tell you, I'll give you an example. 1 week, this was something that happened in a 1 week period that was just overwhelming. One is we had a public meeting about the National Marine Fisheries Service's voluntary coho restoration plan. This was in 1 week. The same week, I went to a water board meeting, and we were discussing the water master fees in Scott Valley. Can you imagine the Department of Water Resources imposing water master fees on ranchers and farmers that raised the fees 800% in Scott Valley?
Hmm.
How would you like if your water bill went up 800%?
Oh, that's working with them, isn't it?
And you think, What are they talking about?
Yeah, they're trying to put them out of business.
Well, when you say there's an agenda, it is almost as if they do not want us here. And then, that same week, we had these talks about, now we have this stream flow, a program that the Fish and Game is attempting to initiate, and we have just so many things going on in the county, and they're all oriented towards I'm going to say it because that's what most of the citizens think. It's like they don't want the ranchers and farmers on the land. They don't want the fishermen on the land. They don't want the cattle. The using federal land for grazing, that's being threatened.
Yeah, I wonder what they're going to eat. You wonder what they're going to eat here pretty soon if they keep this up. And it's like this falls right in line with all this Agenda 21 stuff that we keep hearing about. That we got one of our local reporter guys here, editors of the paper, says, agenda. First, he was saying Agenda 21 doesn't exist. Now he's saying Agenda 21 exists. There's proof of it on the websites of the UN and so forth. But we're not following, and we're not bound by, and they're not controlling. But what's the deal if we signed a treaty and we're implementing all of their programs, and we've got federal money coming into the state to implement those programs? I'm saying there's something. If you're not looking at that with a honest eye and saying something's going on here, I think you're missing the point.
Well, we've got other issues here too. We have, this, we had in Butte Valley, we had the wolf issue. We have elk that are destroying, ranchers' fences and crops. And we've attempted to interact with the California Department of Fish and Game. And now they changed their name now to align themselves, I guess, with their federal partners. Now they're the Fish and Wildlife Service. The agenda here, and that's why I mentioned this Drake's Bay Oyster Farm, is the agenda down there is the same agenda that's driving the boat up here. And you have the Department of Interior, and one of the things that, when I mentioned forests, I want to, while I'm thinking about it, one thing that concerns me from a public safety standpoint is not only are these agencies implementing regulatory provisions, they're depleting our general funds and making it impossible for us to provide an adequate level of public safety to the citizens we serve, but we have devastated our forests. Our forests right now are, they have 10 times the fuel buildup that is commonly acceptable in forestry terms. And we're susceptible to catastrophic wildland fires.
Okay, Sheriff Lopey.
Yes.
Sorry, I hate to interrupt you, but we need to go to a break, and we'll pick it up on the other side and let you finish out your thought there. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
That's for Ethan. He loves that song. That's my grandson's song. Anyway, I had to play it for him if he's listening. Anyway, let's get back on the sheriff's. We're talking about the forests being in really bad shape as far as fuel and the fire potential. You know,
and people's public safety at risk here.
Yeah. So, where were we, Mr. Lopey?
Well, we're just was emphasizing the fact that from a public safety standpoint, our forests are catastrophic. Well, the potential for catastrophic wildland fires is pretty prevalent, and a lot of these other issues have public safety implications because these regulatory provisions, when hardworking men and women can't even earn a living, then your general fund is depleted. The threat of dam removal on the upper Klamath caused the property values to plummet, and you know most of our general fund is allocated through
property taxes.
Yeah. So there's just so many ways that we are being adversely impacted in these rural counties. You know, we're dying on the vine because of these regulatory provisions, and I think that these policies. These policies to take over large swaths of land, and there's and this Drake's Bay issue is similar to what issues we have up in Siskiyou County with the Klamath dams and the move to get water away from the farmers and ranchers. It's very similar. The it seems like. In some cases, the federal government wants more and more control of land. The state is in partnership. I mean, some state agencies. I mean, we get along. Like I said, I want to emphasize, I get along with most federal and state agencies. I get along with the Forest Service real well. And we've got three forests in Siskiyou County. But some of these policies being enacted, nationally and state-wise, you think, you think that NOAA, the agent that came over here, to attempt to enforce some provision of federal law against one of my ranchers, he went back to the coast. He cares at all about my ranch or my farmer or my county? Do you think Secretary Salazar cares one iota about Siskiyou County or about this dam removal? How would it devastate not only the environment, but our economy? And also, I never got a straight answer out of any of these agencies how we were going to manage 21 million cubic tons of sediment flowing downstream, and it's got hazmat in it.
It's going to kill everything.
Hazardous material.
Yeah, it's going to kill everything for, 10 years or at least?
Well, possibly. I mean, they don't know.
Yeah.
That's why Dr. Paul Hauser, the scientist, stood up, he had the courage to stand up and say, hey, look, the science on this thing just isn't valid, and the scientific integrity just isn't here.
Right.
Come on, get real.
Yeah.
And what'd they do to him? Well, they fired him because he wasn't a team player.
Right. If you don't speak the party line, it's like the whole thing about the global warming, not to get sidetracked here, but the media didn't report at all on the top scientists sending emails back and forth about how they were gaming everybody and thought it was kind of funny how they were using the science and twisting things. And it's the same case here. I mean, it seems like there's a one-way street here on how the information is presented.
Well, these so-called scientists or these officials will, I mean, they're already devastating rural counties like mine. And, what do you get when an honest, hardworking American came and get a job or a citizen can't get a job? What is that individual going to do? We have areas like Happy Camp, as an example, in Siskiyou County that at one time had something like 6 mills. Mm-hmm. And now, we have people growing marijuana. We've got, drug abuse. We've got a methamphetamine problem. We just arrested 7 methamphetamine drug dealers in the Dunsmuir area.
Wow.
Like I said, I mentioned earlier the child abuse, the domestic abuse, the elder abuse, all these things occasion these devastating economic conditions that are being forced upon us. And then we have this proposal, through the Antiquities Act, the president, with the sweep of a pen, has claimed millions of acres of land in the western United States for a monument land.
Yeah.
And we have a bunch of land in Siskiyou County that's being threatened in that regard. We have a rancher, a farmer. One day I got a call from a rancher, and some agencies wanted to come and visit him over some water usage on his ranch. He said, "Well, who wants to visit me?" Well, you had NOAA, the Office of Law Enforcement, coming back. You had EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. You had the Corps of Engineers. The California Department of Fish and Game was going to be involved, although they were supporting the farmer's premise that he had a stream bed alteration permit because he removes gravel from a creek and during the off season when the creek is dry to help with the stream flow. But an environmental activist filed a complaint, so he was going to have all these agencies visit him. And can you imagine how much it costs? It probably costs millions of dollars to initiate some of these programs. Yet, we're pinching pennies here in Siskiyou County. We can't even put enough deputies on the streets.
Yeah, this is
to
all
provide
for
an adequate level of public service.
And this is all for our own good.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's,
but I don't know. I probably talked a lot, but maybe I can answer questions. There's so many things going on here. We could talk about this for 8 hours.
It's true, and we only have an hour, and we've got about a little less than 5 minutes left. So, no, you've done fine. We just want to, commend you for your stance against the federal government. I mean, because the sheriffs, following the Constitution and protecting our rights at this point at the county level are kind of the last line of defense in a lot of ways here from the government. And, this gun control thing that's been happening in light of this tragedy in Connecticut it just seems like it's across the board the attempt to take away every constitutional right that we have. And, what's your take on that as far as, the gun control thing?
Well, obviously, our heart goes out and our prayers go out to those victims from Newtown, Connecticut. I mean, that was a tragic incident. But, I tell you, I've worked places like on the streets of L.A. I've worked in places like Oakland. A street cop will tell you that if you take guns away from honest, hardworking, law-abiding citizens, you're going to reduce their capacity to defend themselves and their family members. It is absolutely reprehensible. It's stupid. It's unlawful to take guns away from honest citizens who are law-abiding.
And it makes it hard.
Hysteria created by these incidents. Now, my response would be, and it's not going to be politically correct, but I just had to go. I went to Washington D.C. To the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. I carried a weapon on the plane, and I was authorized to do so because I went through the procedures. Every plane that I flew on had a pilot that had a gun. In my opinion, that is a prudent measure. You give in a school,
security.
We cannot afford to put an armed security officer in every school. Quite frankly, if a few teachers were trained and discreetly carried concealed weapons, they would stop these kind of incidents. But I am vehemently opposed to violating the Second Amendment through administrative orders or mandates or even through legislation that has not been properly, lawfully
passed.
You have to go through the constitutional amendment process. You just don't administratively start taking people's rights away. And that's what Secretary of the Interior was doing at Drake's Bay and what he tried to do up here with the with the dams, and the same thing is happening with guns.
To me,
the Second Amendment means that we have a right to keep and bear arms as long as you're not in a prohibited class.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. It seems like that's the way they get things done, either executive order, fiat, right, bypass the Constitution. Listen, we got a minute and a half left. We got to cover a couple of bases here. We want to thank you for coming on, Sheriff Lopey, and we really appreciate,
everything that you're doing out there for us and fighting for the people up there in Siskiyou County and elsewhere.
Well, thank you. We've got a lot of other great sheriffs. All the sheriffs I know in the North State's doing similar things, and thank you very much.
You bet.
Right.
We're going to try to
Merry
interview
Christmas
them.
Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas. We're going to try
and be safe.
Very good, very good. Yeah, we're going to try to get the other sheriffs on too. We've been getting calls into them. I got a couple of things. We're about 30 seconds here. Let's see. I wanted to go over our third Ben Franklin virtue. This is order. Let all things have their places, and let each part of your business have its time. practice these things and you will get prosperous. You were born an original, don't die a copy. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful monster.
All right, and Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year, and everybody be safe out there and have a good time.
And hopefully we'll get to veterans of stuff next time.
It happens. And thank you to all our veterans and their family out there.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
So tender and mild, sleep in heaven.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The first family spending Christmas in Hawaii. President and Mrs. Obama delivering together his weekly address, wishing America a Merry Christmas.
This week, let's give thanks for our veterans and their families. And let's say a prayer for all our troops, especially those in Afghanistan, who are spending this holiday season overseas, risking their lives to defend the freedoms that we hold so dear.
And remember, when our men and women in uniform answer the call to serve, their families serve right along with them.
The president says he'll be back at the White House after Christmas working on a deal to reduce the deficit in time for a New Year's deadline. House Speaker John Boehner in the Republicans' weekly address says the president's plan doesn't do enough.
He wants more spending and more tax hikes that will hurt our economy. And he refuses to challenge the members of his party to deal honestly with the entitlement reform and the big issues that are facing our nation.
His backup plan to let tax rates rise on annual incomes over a million didn't have enough Republican support.